Good afternoon, dear listeners. Pleased to be here with you. I am Yusra Al-Arjoun, your anchor on our daily newscast, live from Room Radio Studios in Rabat, for the headlines. Azerbaijan reiterates its permanent and constant support for Morocco's sovereignty over its southern provinces. Education Overhaul Commission opts for extended hand principle, says Minister of Education. Morocco showcases blue economy commitment at COP28, shares the ministry. Travel advisory, ministry urges road users to postpone travel plans amidst forecast dust storms and high winds. And internationally, the economic community of West African states suspends Niger from decision-making bodies. Starting off on national soil, the Speaker of the National Assembly of the Republic of Azerbaijan, Sahiba Gafarova, reiterated yesterday in Rabat her country's permanent and constant support for Morocco's sovereignty over its southern provinces, hailing the convergence of views between the two countries on numerous continental and international issues and her attachment to the sovereignty and territorial integrity of states and the peaceful settlement of disputes. During her talks with the House of Councillors Speaker, Inam Miara, Gafarova, who is on a working visit to the kingdom leading a large delegation, commended Morocco's considerable development in various fields, highlighting the strong political relations between the two countries. According to a press release by the Upper House, the Azerbaijani official stressed the importance of redoubling efforts to promote economic cooperation and take advantage of all available opportunities, noting that the two countries are called upon to give new dynamism to their cooperation in the parliamentary field by strengthening mechanisms for dialogue and consultation in the service of issues of common interest. Still in Rabat, Education Minister Shekib Ben Moussa emphasized the principle of extending a hand to initiate a comprehensive debate on the reform of the civil servant system. His remarks came during a meeting with the Ministerial Commission tasked with addressing issues related to the status of national education officials. Following two separate meetings held by the Ministerial Commission, first with the National Federation of Education, FNE, Democratic Trend, and then with the foremost representative unions, the Minister of National Education, Preschool and Sports stated that these gatherings provided an opportunity to listen to the teachers' demands. The meetings also served as a platform for discussions on the provisions of the unified status of education officials and the proposed amendments aiming to achieve a revised version, he told the press, emphasizing the need for the resumption of classes and the return of teachers to schools to fulfill their duties and ensure students' instructional time. On Sunday in Rabat, the government and the most representative trade unions signed an agreement to improve teacher salaries. The agreement entails a monthly salary increase of 1,500 dirhams for all sector employees and addresses various categorical issues that have been pending for several years. During the 28th Conference of the Parties on Climate Change, COP28 in Dubai, Morocco highlighted its commitment and efforts to promote the blue economy as a central player in improving the well-being of its populations. The Ministry of Economy and Finance emphasized Morocco's dedication to sustainability, climate change mitigation, innovation, and territorial development. As part of its participation in COP28 from November 30th to December 12th, Morocco hosted a major side event on December 3rd at the Moroccan Pavilion. The event focused on inclusive aquaculture and featured renowned experts, including representatives from the World Bank, the Islamic Development Bank, the National Agency for Aquaculture Development, as well as Morocco's Ministry of Economy and Finance. The event aimed to shed light on Morocco's progress and initiatives in the blue economy and sustainable aquaculture. It also sought to contribute to achieving Sustainable Development Goal 14, which focuses on conserving and sustainably using oceans, seas, and marine sources for sustainable development. Equipment and Water Ministry has issued a warning to all road and highway users in certain Moroccan provinces as strong winds accompanied by dust storms are expected from Friday night until Sunday. The alert, prompted by the General Directorate of Meteorology, emphasizes the need for caution and vigilance due to potential reduced visibility. In an official statement, the ministry has urged travelers to postpone their journeys until weather conditions improve, calling on all road and highway users to exercise caution and vigilance due to reduced or lack of visibility. The affected areas include the prefectures and provinces of Fas Anjara, Tangier, Asila, Tetouan, Medjekfne, Daqsidi Ifni, Tantan, Gilmim, Assazeg, and Ismar. The Mohammed V Foundation for Solidarity has initiated the establishment of a fully furnished and equipped accommodation for families affected by the Al-Hawz earthquake in the Ghout Douar, located 2 kilometers from Tlat El Yaqub within the province of Al-Hawz. As part of its humanitarian assistance and social support program for the Douars impacted by the disaster, this act of solidarity, executed in collaboration with the National Ports Agency and local authorities, has facilitated the accommodation of 54 households, totaling 240 individuals, encompassing widows and persons with disabilities from the Ghout Douar, stated the foundation's press release. Morocco's National Security and Territorial Surveillance Director General Abdeltif Hammouchi held 2 working sessions in Rabat with Francis Nicolas Lerner, Director General of Internal Security, currently on a working visit to the kingdom. During these meetings, which respectively took place on Thursday afternoon and today morning, the two parties evaluated cooperation in the fields of intelligence and security between Morocco and France. They also examined operational coordination mechanisms related to security issues of common interest, as indicated in a statement from the General Directorate of Territorial Surveillance, DGST. Hammouchi and Lerner agreed on the importance of promoting security cooperation and intelligence, expanding the scope of technical assistance and operational cooperation between the two parties to ensure the exchange of expertise and experiences. This aims to strengthen common security and address threats and risks facing both countries, the same source added. Morocco's Justice Minister Abdeltif Ouahbi emphasized the need for adopting an alternative sentencing system as a solution to address the deficiencies in the current penal system. Speaking at an international conference in Marrakesh, Ouahbi highlighted the negative impact of the current penal system on the prison population and the challenges it poses to rehabilitation programs and cost management. Ouahbi stressed that the judicial application of alternative sentences is crucial, acknowledging the societal acceptance and judicial motivation as challenges. He called for the collective efforts of all criminal justice stakeholders to ensure the success of this legislative initiative. The minister also commended the efforts of judicial institutions in implementing penal policies, expressing hope that the proposed bill on alternative sentences would mitigate the negative effects of short-term imprisonment, alleviate prison overcrowding, and encourage positive inmate engagement with rehabilitation programs. Talking culture now, the Ministry of Youth, Culture and Communication has officially announced that the 29th edition of the International Book and Publishing Fair, CEL, would be scheduled from May 9th to May 19th, 2024 in Rabat. Following the successful organization of the previous 2 editions, CEL 2024 will once again grace Rabat's Espace OLM Suisse. Originally launched in Casablanca, this cultural has moved to Rabat starting from its 27th edition. In international news, the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, on Thursday announced the suspension of Niger from all decision-making bodies within the regional bloc, effective December 10th. This decision comes more than 4 months after acknowledging the overthrow of the country's government in a coup d'état. During its 64th ordinary session held on December 10th, 2023, the Conference of Head of States and Government perceived the events in Niger as an attempted coup, maintaining Mohamed Bazoum's status as the president of the Republic of Niger and head of state, according to a statement released by the regional organization on Thursday. However, following the summit on December 10th, the ECOWAS acknowledged that Mohamed Bazoum's government had indeed been overthrown by a military coup. Consequently, as of December 10th, 2023, Niger is suspended from all decision-making bodies of ECOWAS until constitutional order is restored in the country, as stated in the press release. Concluding in sports, the Moroccan women's national team has dropped 2 spots to 60th in the latest International Football Federation FIFA rankings released today. Within Africa, the Atlas Lionesses tallying 1,411.58 points now hold the 3rd position, trailing behind Nigeria and South Africa. Globally, Spain claims the top spot, followed by the USA, France, England and Sweden in the world ranking. That concludes our newscast. Thank you for tuning in and stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio. As for me, I'll see you on Monday. Have a nice weekend.